It is now time for our Pet of the Week show, presented by Farm and Friend Veterinary Service in Cameron, Gallatin, and Hamilton.
Welcome into another week of Pet of the Week here on Regional Radio. My name is Eric Meisner, taking time out of her busy schedule to join us once again here on our broadcast this week. The familiar voice you will soon hear from Green Hills Animal Shelter is that of Terry Webb. Terry, as always, we thank you so much for joining us once again here this week on Regional Radio for our Pet of the Week show. And we thank you for bringing by a new four-legged friend. It's a canine friend this week. Thank you for bringing by Rusty.
Thank you, as always, for having us. We are so happy to introduce everyone to Rusty. He's a beautiful red chestnut-colored husky mix with the most gorgeous blue eyes you could ever hope to see.
An absolutely gorgeous husky mix indeed. You can see a photo of Rusty on our website under Pet of the Week at northwestmoinfo.com in addition to more about the little guy. But first, Terry, I'll let you do just that. If you could, tell us a little bit about Rusty.
Well, Rusty came to us as a stray, and he's a very people-oriented dog. So the shelter's a little hard for him because he would like attention all day, every day. But he is one of the sweetest dogs with a natural love for people. And he's friendly, he's playful and active, and he's gentle too. So he's just really well-rounded.
Rusty is still a young guy, and you mentioned him, say, hey, he might be a little shy when you first meet him, but man, he does love his people, and that tracks with a lot of dogs of his type. But you also mentioned that, you know, when you hear huskies, you often think of some of the chattier dogs you've ever encountered, and that's not necessarily the case with old Rusty.
It isn't. When I think of huskies, I think of that hauntingly beautiful song of their ancestors that they sing. And we haven't heard Rusty sing that song yet, but I know it's in there somewhere. He's probably saving it for his family. But Rusty has a really good quality going for him. He's not a big barker. He rarely ever barks at the shelter.
That's crazy because so many of the huskies I run into are so sassy and, you know, talk back like moody children sometimes almost. But Rusty will maybe get there. Terry, a good transition there. What kind of forever home situation do you think would be ideal for Rusty? I imagine something where he has people would be ideal.
It would be ideal. He would enjoy an active home, as all huskies do, but a home where he could have a lot of interaction and spend a lot of time with his family. On that note, he'd love to be an indoor dog because he could spend more time with his family, but he'd also like a securely fenced yard so that he can go out and play fetch. It's his very favorite game ever, and he'll play for as long as you'll play with him. But that securely fenced yard is important because we all know that the H in Husky also stands for Houdini, and they have amazing escape skills. Rusty would also be very happy to be in a home with children or to have a canine sibling or two.
Terry, if our listeners want to find out more information about Rusty, how do they get in contact or possibly take that next step?
They can give us a call at the shelter. Our number is 660-359-2700.
And once again, we'll have more on Rusty on our website under Pet of the Week at northwestmoinfo.com. That's Terry Webb from Green Hills Animal Shelter joining us once again here on our show this week. Terry, as always, thank you so much for joining us here on Pet of the Week. And hopefully because of all your hard work today, we can find Rusty a forever home.
Thank you again for having us.
Thank you so much, Terry, for joining us here once again on Pet of the Week on Regional Radio.